Okay, let's get into Arachin Daf Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin, and we have the last couple of lines, the last section of the third parak, Yish Ba'arachin, and get into Hesig Yad, which is the fourth parak of Maseches Arachin. So let's start, last skinny line, or last medium line, on Tesla base. Ad Heicha Tachlis Yisuris. The Gemara spoke about on yesterday's daf, fascinating in Yanim, all about Lashon Hara, the seven sins that Lashon Hara comes for, the seven sins that Sara'as comes for, one of them, the first one being Lashon Hara, that's the most famous one, but of course the other sins that are listed there back on Tezayin Amad Aleph, Shvichas Damish, Shvuashav, Gili Arayis, Gases Aruach, how this Gemara relates and fits in with the Gemara Maseches Vachim, which the Gemara quotes here relating to the Big Day Kahuna, how each of the Big Day Kahuna are Mechaper. I wanted to need two things that are Mechaper. What about Ketores? And then we got into the Mitzvah of Tochacha, the challenging Mitzvah of Tochacha, both for the Mochiach and for the one who is getting the Tochacha. And some of the Tanoim, Rabbi Tarfon, that says he's not sure if anybody in this generation can be Mekabel Tochacha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is not sure if anybody in this generation knows how to give Tochacha. And obviously, if it's that generation, Kavachomer, our generation, again, so much that we can learn. The Gemara in Yevamos, we mentioned, Daf Samachay, about mitzvah to skiv tochacha, but it's also kishem shemitzvah lomar davar nishmakach mitzvah shelo lomar davar sheino nishmak. Is this all some of the discussions that came up on the last daf, and how far does tochacha have to go? So now let's go to ad heichan. Ad heichan tachlis yisurin. So how far does yisurin go? What's tachlis yisurin? Rashi says, tachlis yisurin, sof midas yisurin. Klomar, Yisurin She'ein P'chusin Mehen. The lowest level Yisurin. We know big Yisurin, but what a little Yisurin. What even the following is Yisurin? Where do we see that? Amar Abba Lazar, Kol She'argul Obeg Elobosh Ve'in Miskava Olav. Somebody who gets takes their pants in to get them hemmed, they come back to the tailor, and it's the wrong size. It's the wrong fit, they didn't sew it properly. They have a bag of done, it's an annoyance. And it's, makes me upset because I have to come back. So even that's Yisurin. One might think, what's that? That's just inconvenience. No, that's Yisurin, says Rav Elazar. Maska v'larav z'ira v'itema Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. G'dol mizu amr. What do you mean? Even more than this. But even less than this is Yisurin. Afilu niskavnu limzog b'chamin u'mazgala b'tzonein. And they got a cold coffee. B'tzonein u'mazgala b'chamin. They asked for a cold coffee. They got a hot coffee. And then about Amr, Kule Hai, and you say this type of inconvenience would be called Yisurin. Marbara Duravina Amar, Afilu Nefach Lo Chaluka, even if his shirt goes inside out. Rashi, Sholovsha Kiseider, Vazarch Lahovcha Ulafoshta. Again, with some of our clothing, it's hard to do that. But in the days of old, certain types of shirts, sometimes you could put on one shirt backwards, put the right and the left. Even this is Yisurin, where the Ben Yoyada points out it's Chaluko and not Ksuso. Because Chaluko is even the inside. Chaluko is an inner shirt. It's a little harder to take off the inner shirt because you have to take off the outer shirt and then take off the inner shirt. So maybe that's why here it says Chaluko, says the Ben Yoyada, who has a couple of comments on this stuff. He says, Masha'in Kain Chaluk Sarach Lifsho Kol Beggar Lelovshan. You have to take off the whole bag, and that makes it even worse. Okay. Next opinion. Rav Avitamer Rav Chizah Avitamer Rav Yitzchak Va'ami Lo B'masti Satana Afilu Hoshet Yado Lakish Lital Shalosh Va'alo B'yado Shtayim. You put your hand into your pocket to take out three coins, and only two coins came out. Because now I have to put my hand back in. If it was the other way, I wanted to take out two coins and take out three coins, that's not Yisurin. Because you took out what you wanted, just extra. But here, if you took out two instead of three, right, even that's Yisurin. V'dafka Shalosh V'alo B'yado Shtayim, as I just said, Avol Shtayim V'alo B'yado Shalosh Lo D'lekat to the Mishdidu, to throw one back in. So all of these are little levels of Yisurin. Little Yisurin. The Kolkach Lama, what's the Nafkamina? Why do I have to know this? The Tanit Ver Bishmoel, not for any halachic purpose, but for a hashkafic realization. Tanit Ver Bishmoel, Kol Sha'arlov, Arbam Yobolo Yisurin, Kibel Olamo. If a person goes 40 days without any inconvenience, without any being upset about anything, or possibly things that could get somebody upset. Halavai, a person shouldn't get upset. They should think, call me Shamayim. But if somebody has 40 days without any of this, that he was Makabalas Olam, Rashi, call Menucha Sola Asid. Right, he got his own menucha, beating Rachman al-Islan, only a Russia that happens to. But Ma'arava Amri, Puranus Mizdamenes Lo. Puranus is on the horizon, because he hasn't had anything yet, but it's coming. What is this whole Gemara saying? So there are a number of Gemaras, this being one of them, how direct and prati hashkacha is. Right, so big question is, when a tree falls down in the forest, does a Kadosh Baruch Hu in charge of that? When a leaf falls down, so there are Gemaras that a person is not, doesn't bang their finger below unless it was already nigzar from above. And there are many Gemaras, various Gemaras, various chasals like that, and this Gemara is one of them. That Hashgacha is very direct and very particular. The Ramban writes, in Shara Gemul, Shikolelo Yisurim Heyman Amikrim Hahovim Mikoach Anoik Shel Olam Vahavai Vahboy Al Kala Adam. All these are examples of Yisurim of things that come to everybody. Ukagon Shiimsa Torah Pamasav Lufamim. O Yichav Gufo Kishi Yochal Machalam Roib. Somebody gets a stomach ache for eating something. That also could be included. Shinim Hagudim Olafita Vashalo. Vachin Yachush Barosho Kishi Yamor Beshemesh. He gets a headache when he comes out in the sun. Viulo Minama Ora Osheba Osa Filo Amalachim. Even the kings that take care of themselves, you know, these are the things that happen. Uvechal Yisurim Halalu. Ein Adam Nitzal Mehem Ela Harasha Hagomor Legehenim. Says the Ramban. These types of little headaches and Yisurim, bigger Yisurim, Rachman al-Aslan, many have too. But even these little Yisurim, everybody has that. Doesn't matter who you are. The only one who's safe from them is a Rasha Gomor. Shebekabel Olamo V'shomrim Oso Min HaShamayim La'asos Lo Kol Ritzono Bo'olam Hazeh. That's it. Shnemer Yachulu Drachav B'chol Eis. Avol Shar B'nei Adam Bein Tzadik Kebei Rishayim Kulam B'chlal Min Hago Shal Olam Heim. They're all in Min Hago Shal Olam and Ein Elu Yisurim Shal Mamesh Aboyim LaKapara. Meaning, not all Yisurim for Kapara. Therefore, the Ramban says, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give us difficulties in order to give us full schar in the next world. We're all supposed to go through certain headaches, literally and not literally, in this world, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what is good for us. Again, there's another poor point. One of the Achronim I saw here in the one of the Likutim, the Torah Maharit says, "Lamanu mikolzet tochachas musar shaal yachshov haadam shirak kishabon alav chas v'shalom yisurin gedolim v'kashim as karlom and hashamayim." Don't think that only when major things happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to me. But little thing, I can't find a spot. Right, other things, I missed the bus. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not talking to me. Those are things just happen. Things happen in life, you know, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu only talks to me in the major things. No. I mean, this Gemara proves to me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always talking to me. Aval kishekoldo dido feik beremiza kala, v'hunokif etzba'o aktana, milamata chalila, yidameh benafsho, alo mikrehu, v'alom kibinago noheg, v'derek ish kolash arbeinav. One might think that. Al kein bo chazal olam deinu, shekol tsar kal shebekalim, shebala adam tachlis yisurini, la'oro l'tshuva l'tikon ha'maaseh, to inspire us, to get closer to him, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to me. V'ashrei mi, shezoche l'havin u'lehetiv tsa'adav, ba'od sheyisurim tanim batufim b'chesed rachamim. Right, this doesn't mean, there are major tzaddikim that have terrible yisurin, that have big yisurin, but even little ones, we have to recognize it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh kavanas ha-kasuv, v'atah lokein nasan l'cha Hashem alakecha, v'atah lokein, afim rak bo'al lecha davar she'eno, l'fi ritzon chol machshav osecha, v'yishtu Hashem et tsar mizeh. Kfar ata makir she'es zu nasan l'cha Hashem alakecha, and Hashem wants to give it. And again, the Rishonim already say this. We showed him like that Ramban, but the Sefer Echidah talks about the direct hashgacha. Again, this is about Yisurin. Remember the Gemara getting a brachas about Yisurin Shel Ahava, Yisurin Shoshal Ahava, Yisurin Sheish Point Bitul Torah, right? Different types of Yisurin. But the Rishonim discussed that this is part of the larger issue of hashgacha, hashgacha pratis, and hashgacha chalas, the Sefer Echidah. In the discussion of mitzvah, kuf, samach, tes, the Sefer HaChinuch discusses the message of Tzara'as, right? Like our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Tzara'as comes for seven Averos. For seven Averos. Again, it can't only be for that. The Gemara talks about that Tzara'as could be on a foreskin of a 8-day-old baby. So that's not, the baby didn't do anything yet. Well, that's only because of Avon Avos. Or sometimes, you know, we can't understand it. But the Sefer HaChinuch discusses about Tzara'as that this area of halacha reflects hashgacha pratis. When it comes to people, there's hashgacha pratis. Bishar shi'a mitzvah, l'kvoa ben afsheinu, right? You can't learn these dafim without this Sefer HaChinuch, kuf samach tes. Bishar shi'a mitzvah, l'kvoa ben afsheinu, ki hashgacha Hashem baruch hu pratis l'kol echad v'echad b'nei adam. To be koveh in our soul, that hashgacha Hashem is on every single person. And Hashem's eyes are open to all of their words, all of their actions. As Eov said, quoting our Gemara from yesterday. Don't think that things happen. Everything is from Hashem. V'yesh lanu lavo el ha-kohen shehu omid l'kapar ha-zachotim. V'mchevra samachaper ula yahara b'tshuva. V'yuzkar k'sas yamim. Being connected to the Kohen, that will also help inspire. And he continues and goes through each of these. V'kal inyan esgerm elu yorash k'chasu baruchu al darchi adam achas la'achas. V'fi shadeus rabos. And now he gets into general. Since there are many opinions, says the Chinuch, Bashkochas Akel Akol Bruav, Yavo Baharbe Psukim Bemikra. Because there are many opinions about Ashkochas Hashem, there are a lot of psukim that talk about it. Baharbe mitzvos, Lahoros al Ha'inyan. And a lot of mitzvos that reflect Ashkocha. Mihios Pina Gedola B'Torasenu. Since it is an important cornerstone in our Torah. Sheyesh Kitos B'nei Adam. And now he goes into the different opinions. Yesh Kitos B'nei Adam Yachshavu Ki Hashgachas Hashem Baruch Hu Al Kol Amin B'Frat. There are some that think that Hashgacha Pratis is on every single species of being. Bein Anashim O Kol Shar Balechayim. People are animals. Hashgacha Pratis on every squirrel. Hashgacha Pratis on every giraffe. The yesh behen kitos yachshavu ki hashgachas Hashem baruch hu al kol inyani ha'olam bein ba'alechayim o kol shardarim. Some go even further, not just on all animals, but go lower on the totem pole. Klomar, what about trees and flowers? Klomar, some say shlo yisno ea davar echad katan ba'olam hazeh rak b'chefso baruch hu b'gzeiraso. Nothing happens in this world. A piece of grass does not sway in the wind. Unless Hashem decreed it. Not that Hashem set up a system and wind causes grass to blow or sway. But Hashem wants this to grow. Achi yachshavu, ki nepofol ala echad mina ilan, who goes to love sheipol. Hashem wants this leaf to fall. Not if it falls on somebody. That's already something, right? It's a little nuisance. That might be tachlis yisurin. But a tree, a leaf falls on the floor. And they won't fall before or after even a moment. Says the Chinuch. I don't think that fits into logic. So some say all people and animals have hashgacha prata. Some say even plants. The yesh kitos roos yachshavu, and then there are kitos roos that he calls them. Shelo yasim hashgacha sabarachu klal b'chol inyani olam hashafel. That Hashem is not mashgiach at all. Bein banashem o b'shar balechayim. B'hu das kofrim ra umar. And that is the das of the kofrim. Remember the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban discusses the different types of heretics. That's the Ramban that says that there are different psukim that are quoted in the story of the Makos and Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? And Ramban says, why? Because the Ramban says the whole purpose, the taklas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to prove Hashgachas Hashem. Right? That's why the Ramban says there are so many mitzvahs that are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim as compared to so many other events. There's nothing even close. Right, Maamad Har Sinai has one, Anei HaKavod has one mitzvah. Yetzias Mitzrayim has about 10 to 15 mitzvahs that are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is that, right? Kiddush and Avdallah and Tfilin and Mezuzah and Pesach and Matzah and Pidyon HaBen. So many mitzvos that are Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, because the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to undermine all of those kofrim at that time. A, those that deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu existence. B, those that recognize his existence. Obviously there was a borei, but there's not a mashgiach. That's what the chinuch is talking about here. There's a borei, but he's not a mashgiach. He's not involved. He's a busy God. He created the world, and then he had other things to do. And number three, those who say that he's a borei u'mashgiach, but he's not all-powerful. He can't do whatever he wants. So the Rabban writes there, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs a nes, and especially a nes that is forecast by a Navi, that undermines all of the heretical views, right? There was a Borei, there is a Mashgiach, and there is a Kol Yachol. And that's why there are so many mitzvahs that are Zeich Lezid B'Sraim, because Hashem doesn't do miracles, forevermore open miracles, because that's not the purpose of life, right? But it's hidden miracles. That's the Rabban's Lashon, Min HaNisim HaMufursamim, forgot the exact lashon. A person doesn't have any chelek in Toras Moshe. Achenamin shekol dvarenu mikrenu kulam nisim emhem teva klal. Right? There's no teva. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ramban having to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's why so many mitzvahs we're supposed to remember back to that time. Back to the Sefer Chinuch here. So the Chinuch says, I don't believe in either of those extremes. Ve'anachnu ba'alei hadas amitis. According to the true religion, Lefima Sheshamati, based on what I have heard, and he quotes here from the Mar Nevuchim, from the Rambam, Nasim Ashkachaso Baruch Hu al kol minei ba'alei chayim bechlal, Klomar, Shekol min min hanavim haminim hanivraim ba'olam yizkayim la'olam lo'yichal av yobay kulo, there's Ashkacha Klalis on animals, for the species. Ki ba'ashkachaso yimsakim l'chol davar. U'bemin ha'adam na'amin, ki ashkachaso baruch hu al kol echad v'echad b'frad, but on human beings, it's obviously ashkacha pratis. V'hu ha'meivin al kol ha'maseyem, and he understands, as we say in the Ani Mamins, v'chein kibalno migdoleinu v'cham nimsa al ze harbeik suvim yoru ki ha'inyan kein. And that's the context of tzara'as that he talks about. You don't go to a doctor, you go to a kohen. It's a spiritual malady, and one has to recognize the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But our Gemara, again, is even on little headaches that we have to recognize that Hakol Mishamayim, and these lines are crucial lines in all of Shas. Ahechan Tachlis Surin, as we know, every little something that happens to us was meant to happen. Maybe to mention one more, and then we'll continue, okay, because this is a Yesodistic point in life. Remember the other Sefer HaChinuch that we like to mention in Reish Mem Aleph, I think, the mitzvah of Nekama, where the Chinuch talks about how is it possible not to take Nekama? It's so sweet, right? Sweet revenge. And the Chinuch talks about there in the Isser of Nekima that we have to remember that in life we are both subjects and objects. Subjects and objects. As subjects, we have Pechira Chavshis, and we have free choice to act in any way that we deem fit, and to react to anything that happens to us. But as objects, we have to view it as it was meant to happen, right? We have to view it as if somebody steals something from us, if somebody cuts us off, if something happens to me, somebody slights me, so then I have to recognize that it was meant to happen. And it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this person was just the tool for it. I have to stand up for my rights. You know, I have to, ne'elaveinu olev, but it doesn't mean that I have to look at it in terms of taking revenge. That's the chinuch in Reish Mem Aleph, Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, Sheyeda Ha'adam Yitin Alibo, Ki Kol Asher Yikriyo Mitov Ad Ra, Husiba Shetavo Alav Eis Hashem Baruch Hu. Everything that happens to a person, from good to bad, it's from Hashem. U'miyad Ha'adam Yadish Achiv Lo Yiyad Davar Bilti Ratzon Hashem Baruch Hu. From a person, it's not going to happen. Al Kein, Kishi Yitzaruhu, O Yachivuhu. Adam Yeda Ben Avshoki Avonosav Garbu Hashem Yisbar Gazrola Bakach Hashem was goes there again. That person as a subject will get punished or rewarded. Bechira Chavshes, right? And that's what Yosef says to his brothers. You think I'm going to get upset at you? It was meant to be. Kilamich Yishlochani. Was Yosef whitewashing? Was Yosef saying, "Oh, you didn't do anything wrong"? No. Yosef is saying, from my perspective, I'm not going to take revenge because I was the object. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with you as subjects in terms of Mechiras Echav, selling one of their brothers. As subjects, you will have to deal with it. But as an object, it was meant to happen. And that's what David HaMelech says in Sefer Shmuel. The Chinuch finishes off when he is getting cursed by Shimi. Hanichu lo vayikalel, ki amar lo Hashem yisbarach. That's the language of David HaMelech. Hashem said it. Tala inyim b'cheto v'lo shimi ben gera. And That is a crucial ha'ara of the Sefer HaChinuch in terms of nekama, and that also relates to our discussion of whatever something happens from the outside, it was meant to happen, and it is out of our control. Okay, Tanya, says the Gemara Brisa, now continuing on the top. Tanya, Reb Elazar HaGadol Omer, Ilmalei, Ba, right, Aleph Ayin, Aleph Yud, the Ilmalei, Tosas and Meseches Megillah, Ilmalei, Ba, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avram, Yisrael, V'Yakov, Bedin, if Hashem would have treated the Avos with strict justice, even the Avos, in Yechol Lamod B'Bnei HaTochacha, they wouldn't be able to stand in front of him. Rashi Shayim Mochiach Lehem Asayim. Getting back to Tochacha. Shem would have rebuked them. Even the Avos. Unbelievable. Even the Avos, right? We've pointed out that in our religion, we do not believe in rabbinic infallibility. Even in patriarchal infallibility. And therefore, the Avos, even the Avos are held to a certain standard. Right? We can't fathom their standard. But even a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have come with them in din, they wouldn't be able to stand. Shneimar va'ata his yatzvu v'ishavta itchem lefnei Hashem es kol tzidkos Hashem asher asa itchem ve'es avoseichem. So again, literally avoseichem in that pasuk might not mean referring to the avos, but the Gemara is darshaning it as related to the avos. The Yerachayim Hakadosh, the beginning of Parshas Zos Habracha, notes that it's dafka the avos are mentioned here, but not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu maybe would have been different. That's why the Aruch Chaim says Moshe Rabbeinu is called Ish HaElokim at the beginning of Zos HaBracha. Lamadta kimasha mo'ilim hatzadikim b'ma'aseihem u'behizatzmusam ba'olam hazeh einu elo lezakos b'koach harachamim. Avo b'din lo u'ka'amro David, as David says v'altov v'mishpat es avdecha ki lo yisak l'vedecha kol chai v'hodiya kasuf. The pasuk says ki tzadik zen nis atzeim u'pal atov afilu b'erach m'chidas adin b'arumus b'elokim. He can do it. He call his atzmu b'midas hatovos ha'yiduos lo lo hayo elo letzad yiraso me elokav. And you can think that he quotes this Gemara, says when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe he was different. Maybe he was the only human being. Right, and that's part of the animamins of his perfection, that he would be able to stand up. Even though we know that the Torah, he sinned also. Right? There were sins that Moshe Rabbeinu committed, however we understand them, but says the Aruch Chaim, maybe he would have been in a different category. Zeh dor darshav, mevachshi fanecha Yaakov Sela. Right? This is the dor, it's darshav, and the Gemara is going to darsh it. Darshav here means the leaders, those that seek out the generation. And we compare Dor to the people of the generation to the Darshav. V'vachshi fanecha Yaakov Sela. Pligi bar Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah v'Rabbanan. Chad amar Dor lafi parnas. One says the generation according to its leader. V'chad amar parnas lafi Doro. The opposite. The leader based on the generation. Lama hilchasa. What's the nafkamino? What does this mean? Ilema lamal yusa. If it's saying for something positive, to marsover imali dara mali parnas. Umarsover imali parnas mali dara. Who lifts up who? If the generation is good, then Hashem fits a great leader, or the opposite. Ha'ika tzidkiyah doesn't always work, because you have some generations that the generation of the leaders weren't exactly together. Ha'ika tzidkiyah to havi mali v'dari lo havi mali. Yitzidkiyah was great and a big tzaddik. And the generation wasn't. For Yehoyakim, to lo avimali v'dare havimali. Yehoyakim was not great, but his generation was great. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bishim Rabbi Shimon Bayochai, as we had in Maseches Sanhedrin, Ma'idef said Bereshis Mamlechus Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda. Right? What is that pasuk teaching me? Bikesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Laksuras Olam L'Tov Avohu Bishvil Yehoyakim. Hashem wanted to restart the world because of Yehoyakim, because of the terrible things that were happening. Kivash and Istaka, but Doro and Isyash Vadaito. Once he looked at his door, he had a little bit of Yishev Adas, because he saw his generation was righteous. And the opposite, Bikash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Laksiris Olam L'Tov Avo, Hashem B'Bnei Doro Shon Tzidkiyahu. Kivash and Istaka, but Tzidkiyahu and Isyash Vadaito. Once he looked at Tzidkiyahu, who again was an enigmatic figure, different chazals and even different psukim at the end of Sefer Melachim and at Divrei Hayamim about the nature of Tzidkiyahu, the last king. But even though this Gemara says he was positive, once he looked at Tzidkiyahu, Nisyash Vadaito, he had Yishev Hadas. So again, so what does that mean? What's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah and the Rabbanan about Dor Lafi Parnas and Parnas Lafi Dor? Doesn't sound like they're exactly the same. Elo le'inyin tokfa v'nichusa ka'amrinan. Says the Gemara, it's not about tzidkus. It's about personality. Tokva v'nichusa. As Rashi says, Ka'as and Noach l'irtzos. Hashem will fit the leader to the generation as to what is needed for that generation. The Marsha says here at the end, v'nichusa, Pirish Rashi. Right, he quotes, I mean, Rashi here says, Noach l'irtzos and Ka'as. He quotes from Rashi, Anava. Imador az, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid aleihem parnas az. V'imador nochin zelazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid aleihem parnas, shemanhigam binachas. Hashem will fit the leader based on what the generation needs. Hashem, as the Chazal say, lo, Yisrael alman, Hashem won't leave B'nai Yisrael yisomim, right, won't leave them as orphans. Hashem will always give us leaders that that fit, that could help us, that could bring us up, right? As the Gemara says, Yiftach Bedoro Kishmuel Bedoro, every generation has the leaders that are appropriate, that could teach Torah, that could inspire to the generations, and therefore that's what's being referred to here, Dor Lefi Parnas, Parnas Lefi Dor. So literally, to think about what exactly is the Machlokas. Is the Hashem choose first the leader and then fit the generation, or fit the generation and then put the leader to the generation. But either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of every generation based on what they need. Right? We have to recognize that every generation, you know, there are the leaders have to talk to the generation. It's also the leader's responsibility. Right? As the Chazal say, then Meseches Menachos we had, that there has to be new chatzotzrots in every generation. Right? Different types of kelim will pass down from generation to generation. But the chatzotzrots, the trumpets that were there to inspire, to uplift, to gather the troops, to gather the people, every generation, every 5 years, right? One needs a new chatzotzros, new trumpets in order to inspire the people out there, no matter what age and what stage of life, you know, people find themselves. You know, we get inspired in different ways, right? When we're in school, when we're in yeshiva, when we're older, when we're parents, when we're grandparents, right? We all want to be inspired still. And the same way that we're inspired doesn't always work. And therefore, the leader's responsibility to use the tools and the ways that they could figure out to inspire the masses to inspire, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu always make sure that there are leaders for every generation and there are generations for every leaders. And that's what the Gemara here says, Tukfa v'nichusa kamrinan, in terms of personality. Hadron lachish ba'arachin, good, and now we continue in other areas of Meseches Arachin. Hesig Yad. Hesig Yad Benoder Vashana Benidar. We get back. Every parak so far started off with Erechin. The second and the third parak started off with Erechin and then got into other, tangentially related areas. Obviously related, but Me'inyan Linyan Boso Inyan. So now we get back to hardcore Erechin and Nidar. So Hesig Yad Benoder. The Hesig Yad, as we know, the halacha that we have mentioned, the Dinta Araisa, that if somebody is Ma'arech and they can't afford the Erech, so we figure out exactly how much they can afford, and that's all they have to pay. And once they pay that, they're done. They're done. They don't owe it. So that's called Hesig Yad. So Hesig Yad, as much as a person could reach, Binoder, so that you evaluate based on the one who is making the Erech, not the one that the Erech is set about. V'hashanim benidar, but how much Erech do you have to pay? The years you figure out by the one who you spoke about, right? Like if a young child is Ma'arech Hazakein, you go by the Erech of Hazakein. You don't go by the Shanim of the one who was no there, because he didn't say Erech Ki Alai, he said Erech Ploni Alai. You go by the years of Ploni. Ha'arechin b'ne'erach v'ha'erech b'zmana erech. Ha'arechin b'ne'erach, you go by the male and female, you go by the gender of the one that's ne'erach, v'ha'erech b'zmana erech, and you go by the time of the erech, and we'll have to see exactly what that means, the time of the erech or the time of the, in contrast to what? Let's just read Rashi, because it's here, b'zmana erech, kidim mefarish l'kaman, shem herech atzmo pachos b'ben esrim, tavi erech katan, v'kodem nisinoso, na'ase ben esrim, before he gave it. Rashi says, nisinoso, na'ase ben esrim, enonosin el kashosh erech t'chila. You go by the time of the erech, not the time of the nisina. Rashi says, Erech versus Nesina. What about the time of the evaluation of Bezdin? So Rashi talks about the time of the Nesina. We'll have to see that. Continue. But Hesig Yad Benoder, this is how we'll explain each phrase. Hesig Yad Benoder, Ketzad, What does it mean? Hezeg abenoder ani sherech es haashir nosin erech ani. Right? If somebody, if an ani is marach the ashir, you go by the financial status of the ani, the one that makes the erech. Va'ashir sherech es haani nosin erech ashir. And the opposite, you go by the one that is ma'arich. Avo, but karbanos ain't okay. But karbanos, the Tanna Kamma holds that there's a difference in halacha between karbanos and arachin. Shaharesha amar, karbono shal mitzora ze alai. If somebody sees a mitzora walking by, and the person says, I promise hereby to give the karbonos of that mitzora. And we know mitzora is also a sliding scale. Haya mitzora ani, mevrit karbon ani, asher mevi karbon asher. You go by there who the mitzora was. If the mitzora was an asher and ani, that's when Reuven, who said this, has to give the carbon of an usher or an ani. That is the Tanna Kamma Shita. Rebbe Omer ani af arachin kein. Not 100% clear. The Rishonim discusses whether there's really a machlokas here. Because let's see what Rebbe says. Rebbe says, I hold af arachin kein. A parallel case in arachin would also be like carbonus. For example, ani, sheherech es ha'asher, nosin erech ani. You know why an ani, who's marach la'asher, pays the erech of the ani? She'ed asher chayev klum, because it's the ani the one that's b'chayev. That in that case, the asher's not chayev anything. The ani says, I want to give his erech. Aval, asher shomer erki alai. Let's say an asher says, I want to give my erech. V'shama ani v'amar mashamar ze alai. I want to do what he said. So what's that halacha? Nosin erech asher. So that an ani, that ani would have to give the erech of the asher. Meaning in a parallel case by karbanos, if an ani says, I hereby promise to give what he said, or what that is, he'd have to give what that person said. So Rebbe says there's no difference between a karbanos and arachin. That's the pashas of the Mishnah. The Tanna Kamma holds that there is a difference, and the Rebbe says that there is no difference. The question is, what about the Rishonim? If you look in Rashi, Tosus, the Raivin on the Rambam, holds that there is a difference, that the Tanna Kamma in Rebbe's case would argue and say that no, you would give the erech of the ani even in that case, if he is in ani. But if you look in the Rambam seems to say that there's no machlokas between them. The Rambam in Hilchas Arachin, where this is quoted, if you look even in the little letters, there's a little letter by the Tanna Kamma and by Rebbe. The Rambam says in Gimel Vav in Arachin, Ashir Sha'amar Erki Alai, O Erech Ploni, Vishama Ani Va'amar, Masha Amar Ze Alai, Hariyani Chayev the Erech Ashir, Shu Erech Shalim. In that case, the Ani says, I agree, so he's going to be Chayev and Erech Ashir. Right, which is like what Rebbe said. Avalani Sherech is a Ashir. Va'amar Erech Ze Alai, Eno Chayev El Erech Ani, Shu Kfi Esher Tasig Yado. If an Ani is just Marech the Ashir, so then he has to give the Ani. The Ravid says right here, Amar Vram, Zehu Kerebi, the Chachamim Chokon Olav. The Ravid says that no, the Tanna Kamma would not agree to this. Says the Radvaz, Rabbeinu Sover, Deloki Rabban Ali de Rebbe. Right, it must be that the Rabban and Rebbe don't argue. And he quotes from the Pirush Mishnayos here. Visu, and then the Radvaz says, Desvarahu, Kivan Sha'amar, Masha Amar, Ze Alai, Havid Neder, Velo Erech. Leficha, Chedo Nidan, Behesagyad. Ravah says, and also if he doesn't use his lashon, it sounds like more of a nether, not an erech. Ubal migdal oz lo yara lahavin kavanas harayvin. And he argues on the migdal oz in terms of the kavanah of the harayvin. But either way, this is a discussion in the Rishon and whether there's a machlokas here. But Ram seems to say not, while others say yes. Viter says the Gemara, the first three words of the Mishnah, hesegad benoder, that's confusing. Why? Because hesegad does not apply to neder, only to erech. By a neder, if somebody promises to give 100, so then, until they get 100, so you only pay 30. No! You pay 30, and you owe the rest. And whenever you get the rest, hesegad is special, did by arachin. So why does the Mishnah use the lashon of yad noder? So it says the Gemara, hesegad v'marichu. Kiddichsiv asher tasik, but the answer is, kiddichsiv asher. Right, and that's what Rashi, classically, as you would have thought. Right, it's a little confusing here where the question and the answer starts. So Rashi adds in, vikaparich, and Rashi says, umishani. Right, kiddichsiv, the answer is, asher tasig yad hanoder, yarichen akohen. Because the language of the Torah is also noder, that's why the Mishnah says it too. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi parallels the language of the Torah. We'll get back to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in a minute. Hashanim benidar benerachu. Also, nidar is benerach. Right? So why does it say shanim benidar? So I did the Amar Hesegad benoder, Amar Nami, Hashanim benidar. The first line is said based on the psukim. The second one is connect to the ratio of the of the Mishnah. But we find sometimes this language in Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, but again, the a larger hashkafic message of this line is that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi looked at his Torah Shebal Peh, looked at the Mishnah, as a hemshech of Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, to parallel it, often the Lashon was used, right? I remember that the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Tainis, beginning of Maseches Brachas, right? Ve'eves Akara and Ishma, where is this talking about? Where is this referring to? It's going on the Torah. It's a Hemshech from the Torah. The first Daf in Shas discusses the Hemshech of Torah Shebal Peh to Torah Shebichsav. And Rebbe, in his unique personality, he was the one to connect the two, right? Just we had in the Mishnah here, Rebbe Omer Omer Ani, we've mentioned in the past, Rebbe Yosef Engel's Ha'ara, that Rebbe is the only Tana in Shas that where we find the language of Omer Ani. What is the language of Omer Ani? Omer Ani, he explains, is like is the Talmudic La'ani as Daiti. The Talmudic, you know, in my humble opinion, Rebbe saying, Omer Ani, it's, you know, I say this, but it's just my humble opinion. And he also talks about in the Kabbalistic sense that it's the Ani in me. It's not me, it's the Ani, it's the Tzelem Elokim in me that's expressing this. I really have nothing to do with it, I'm just expressing. But that's Omer Ani. And then he quotes only in Tehillim. In Tehillim Perek, I think Memhei, where this phrase, the only time this phrase appears in Tanakh, is also here in Tehillim. Thank you. Yeah, Memhei Beis. Rahi says this is an allusion to Rebbe. Rachash Libi Davar Tov, Omer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech. My heart felt to do a Davar Tov, as Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi with writing the Mishnayos. My heart felt to do a Davar Tov, Omer Ani, that's a connection to him, Ma'asai LaMelech. My heart is to the king, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lishoni Eit Sofer Mahir, and my tongue becomes a sharp sofer, right? In reference to writing down. Even says the Sofei Tevos here are, an allusion to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, to Rebbe, again, this is, Rabbi Yosef Engel saying an allusion to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi here in that. But again, that's also the language of the Omer Ani. Good, let's continue. So, the Mishnah said that if an Ani is Marach an Ashir, you give the Erech of the Ani. Right, and that's because you, it's his Erech. My time is Amar Ka, Asher Tasig Yad HaNoder, Benoder Tala Rachmana. Aval Bekarbanos Eino Kain, but the Tanakhama says Karbanos are different. Hare Asher Amar, Karbanos Shal Mitzorah Zeh Alai, Haya Mitzorah Ani, maybe Karban Ani. Right, then you go by whoever the Mitzorah was. If the Mitzorah was an Ani, you bring a Karban Ani. The Avagav the Madira Ashir. One second, even if the Madir was an Ashir, Vim Dalu Amar Rahman of a low Dalu. Right? If he is a Dal and he's not a Dal. So why should an Ashir bring a Mitzorah on his carbon? Amar Abyaslak Shay Madira Ani. Okay, maybe you're right. Now we're changing a little bit what we thought. Maybe the Pasuk only refers to if the Madir was an Ani. Vidilma Oledi De Chas Rahmana Amadiro Lo Dahaksiv Hu. Maybe only on the Ani Mitzorah the Torah is Rahman. It's not on the Madir Ani. Who says that the Madir is also included? Amar Vada Barava, the Ein Yado Maseges Lerabos Esanoder. That includes that phrase. Ava Madira Asher Achanami de Maisi Bashiris. But if the Madira is Asher, you bring an Ashiris. Imkain Mayafil Ava Bakarbanos Eino Kain. But one second, then what's the difference now? What's the Tanakhama saying? If the Madir is an Ani, he only brings an Ani. So what's the difference between Karbanos and Nedarim? So Gemara says, Chada Amitzora Ani Umadiro Ani. The Chada Lemute Mitzora Asher Umadiro Ani. One is to include Mitzora Ani and Madiro Ani, so that's where it goes by an Ani, and the other is Mitzora Ashir un Madiro Ani, and here there's a difference between Arachin, you would go by the Noder, and by Karbanos, you would go by the Nidar, in the latter case. Ashir, Mitzora Ashir, and Madiro Ani, by Arachin, he would pay Ashir, Hesegad, and by Karbanos, you would go by the Nidar, by the one who he's talking about, as Rashi says, Klomar, Vadai, Chada, Mehanach, Mili, Dimasisan, Dahainu, Hachtik, Tani, Imayim, Mitzor, Ani, maybe Karban Ani, Vadai, Bemadira, Ani, Kamairi, right? When he has to pay the Ani, Karban, that's when he's an Ani. Umeidach, Milsa, Nafkalon, Debekarbano, saying, okay, if the Mitzorah is an Ashir, then he brings a Karban Ashir, even if the Madira is an Ani. Right, that's the difference between Arachin and Karbanos. Why? You might think, since once it's included, an Ani always pays an Ani. Kamash v'lanat. Lefi, and what would be a havamina otherwise? Lefi shematzino ba'arachin. Ani she'erech ese ashir, nosin erech ani, yocholav zekein, tamalomar imdal hu. Only him and not the madir. Umar Rebbe to Amar, Omer ani afa arachin kein. What about Rebbe? So according to Rebbe, Alma, once you see that Alma basar chiyuba de gavras linan, you see you go by the original chiyuv, v'halo tzricha krala mu'ute. Right, but you don't need a pasuk to exclude, because only by, because by Erechin and Karbanis it's the same din according to Rebbe. So, hu lemute mai, so what does he use the pasuk for? Because according to him it's the same halacha. Lemute mitzora ani umadiro ashir. The case of the opposite of what we said up above, where the mitzora is ani, the madir is the ashir. Sakana the chamida hova amar Rebbe basar chiva the gavra azlinan. Since you go after the Gavra, Hachanami, the Shita adds in, Nezo Basa Chiyuva the Gavra, you might go after the Chiyuva of the Gavra in that case too. Kamash Volan, we don't say that. So in the opposite case that the Tanakamo is referring to. Good. So the Mishnah said, explained, the Mishnah earlier explained, the first three words of the Mishnah. Hesegad Benoder, we explained. What exactly is that, does that mean? And now we get into a few more details before we get into the second phrase. Hashanah benider is explained on tomorrow's daf. But first we get into the following case. Haya ani veheashir. Ashir veheni. What happens if the financial status changed before a certain time? Before what time? Rashi says here again, as he said on the earlier Mishnah, kodem nesina. The key is when he actually has to pay, when he gives it. So, if somebody is an ani and he becomes an usher, usher v'ani nosin erech usher. So then, the Tanakhama says, he gives an erech of an usher. Either way, even usher v'ani, he gives the erech usher, as long as he's an usher at any time. Any time in that time, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger points out on the Mishnah, and the Tosfos Yonta put down on the Mishnah, do you go by the time of giving or the time of estimation? What if a person is poor, he goes to Bezdin, he's still poor, Bezdin tells him to pay a certain amount, and then before he pays, before the Nesina, he gets rich. So, sounds like from Rashi, Nesina, and that's what the Bartanura writes, quotes from Rashi, as he often does, on the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says, V'heashir kodem Nesina. And the Tosas Yantif argues, V'nirali, what does it mean? It doesn't mean Nesina. Nirali dirasalomar kodem she'ya'arichenu hakohe. It goes by the Shas Ha'aracha, not the Shas Nesina. And he doesn't seem to say that that's an argument. He says that's what the Rashi and the Rabbatanur mean. To akra asher tasig di alfinan minei ya'arichenuksiv. V'chein v'braisa l'kaman, also the braisa on tomorrow's daf. Gabi damim t'tani Shas Nesina, pirish Rashi, hainu shashu ba lebezdin. U'be'erichin bi'aso lekohen b'makom bi'aso lebezdin medamim hu. And by Erechin, Damim, you go to Pezdin. Erechin, you go to the Kohen. But that's parallel. And therefore, says the Tosfos Yatif, he rereads and re-understands. The Shas Nesina does not mean Shas Nesina, but it really means Shas Ha'aracha. And he said that's the pshat of the earlier as well. But again, not everyone. The Tosfos Rebbe Eger discusses this. The Rishash here on the Mishnah discuss this relating to Shas Nesina or Shas Haracha. Okay, but back to the Mishnah. So, hi, Ani veHashir, Asher veHeni, Nosin Erech Asher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ani veHashir, veChazer veHeni, Nosin Erech Asher. Right? Even if it's in the middle, Ani, Asher, Ani. It's not Dafka at the time of the Neder Erech, and the time of the Nesina, but even if he's an Asher in the middle at some point, that's still good enough. Ani veHashir, veChazer veHeni. Avav Karbanos Ein Okein. But Karbanos, you always go by the time of Hava'as Karbanosav. Hava'as Karbanosav. Let's finish first. Afilu Mesa Vivi Niachlo Ribos Vidasabayam. Even if he has a lot that's going to come to him. Ubalo Bribos in Hektish Baklum. If at the moment that he's dealing with how much, right, Bezdin figures out how much he could pay, it doesn't matter if it's Ra'ui. If his father's about to die, the Gemara is going to say, and he's going to Yarshin a tremendous amount, doesn't matter. You don't go by what's going to happen, you go by right now what his status is. Finishing Meshachachma, the Meshachachma in Parshas Vayikra, in Perakei Pasuk Yud Aleph, discusses the Ola V'Yored, and the Meshachachma quotes the Torah's Kohanim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, right, the special quality, the beloved nature of a mitzvah in its proper time. And how do you know, but how do you know that? Because here, by the Ola V'yored, that you, miyadu maybe asiris o eifa, ve'mamtinon lo ashiyashir, v'yavikispo si'ira. When somebody is chayiv in a karban Ola V'yored, you don't wait till maybe his financial status will get better. He pays right away, and he has to bring it right away. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita Shemiyad Be'erichin Ba'arichin Hu Moedi Selah Ve'imamtinu L'Ashiyasher V'yavi Chamishim Slime. Same thing by Hesed Yad. You don't wait. Maybe his financial status will go up. You pay right away. Pay right away. Ask the Meshech Chachma, why did Rabbi Yehuda not quote from Arichin? Why didn't he quote from Arichin? Right, that seems to be a Mefarish Pasuk in the, there's nothing, right, we might have said he chose one over than the other. But the Meshech Chachma says there's a reason that Rabbi Yehuda did not pick Arichin. Based on our Gemara right here, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Savar, because he holds that there's a different reason why you might go for right now. Right, if he makes a neder when he's an ani and he becomes a rich, no sin erech ashir. Im kain chasha haTorah shema yaashir v'yaani term nesinas erech l'shuv lo yochal kaim nidro. If you wait, right, if you don't do things right away, maybe things will happen and you won't be able to be mekayim his neder. So maybe the reason that we go right away is not because of chaviv and mitzvah b'shaita, but because he might not be able to be mekayim his neder in the future. And that is why he, Rabbi Yehuda, quotes a different source, the Asir So'efa, in Vayikra He Yud Al. So he just connects our Gemara to that Torah's garden. You have to have Torah and all of Shas on your fingertips to be able to make that type of comment. Good. Ani v'hashir. So, if an ani becomes an ashir, so you got to give the erech of the ashir, ashir tasig yad hanoder, but you go by the tasig yad hanoder, and v'hara yadu maseges, and she does in, now we can't be masig. Ashir v'hani api ashir tasig, right, based on what he said. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, afilu ani v'hashir v'chad v'hani, no sin erech ashir. As long as his ashir is at some point in the process. My time is Rebbe Yehuda Amar Kra. V'yimachu me'er kechem. When do you have hesed yad and you allow him to pay the lower amount? Imachu me'er kechem. Ad sheyehem b'makuso mitchilas v'atzofo. He has to be in a state of poverty from the beginning to the end. If he's in a state of ashiris at all in the process, so then he is not, does not have the heter of hesed yad. So Gemara says, Ela me'ata. Well, really, is this true? Now we're going to quote many other examples in halacha. Do you go by from the beginning to the end, where it says the word who? V'elam ayatavim dalu by a mitzora. Hachanam eche b'daluso mitchlas v'atzofo. By mitzora, do you only give a mitzora ani karban if you are an ani from the beginning to the end? V'chitem hachanam, and if that's true, that's not true. V'atzna, we learned in the Mishnah, Mesachas Negaim, mitzora shevi karbanosav ani v'he'ashir. Ashir v'hani hakoholech. You go by the moment of bringing one of the karbanos. Three machlokes, which of the karbanos by mitzora is significant. But either way, you go by one moment. You don't go by the whole process, start to finish. He has to be an ani. Right? What do you do? So the Tanakhama says, Rav Shimon says, hakoholech achar chatas. What is his financial status at the time of the chatas? Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Amar hakoholech achar asham. Titania Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Amar hakoholech achar tziparim. But either way, you don't go by that. You need it from start to finish, right? It goes by the specific karbanos. So, kasha, how can Rabbi Yehuda say that who means start to finish? So, ha'id mer Allah, amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav, v'shlasha mikrecha darshu. Before we even answer that. I'm sorry, this is an answer. That here is specifically by Mitzorah, based on a pasuk. Based on psukim, really who usually means start to finish. But here, it's based on psukim. Good. What pasuk as follows? Asher lo tasig yado b'taharaso. So what do you mean by that pasuk? He can't afford it at the moment of his tahara. Bishimin savar tavar mechaper. You go by what brings kapara umaniu chatas. The chatas is what brings kapara for this mitzora. Right. Rashi quotes the psukim to explain all of these. Rabbi Yehuda savar tavar hamachshir. The item that allows him, the karma that allows him to ikachim, to go to the base of Migdash, Umaydiyu Asham. Right, the Asham is the one that they sprinkle from. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Savar, Hagorem lo Tahara. What brings him Tahara, the one allows him to now shave? Umaydiyu Tziparim. But there, right, the Dafka there are psukim that say that you go by that moment. But otherwise, Rabbi Yehuda would say, if it says who, it has to be from start to finish. That's what it goes by. V'yela hu lamali. So why does it say who by Mitzorah then, if it doesn't mean from start to finish? L'Rebbe Kedisle, L'Rabbani Kedisle. What we had on top. Right on top, we had the Mitzani and the Ushir, the top couple of lines. That's what the who is teaching me. Davar HaMachshir, Rashi says, how do you know that the Ushim is the Davar HaMachshir? Davar HaMachshir, Dahachi Mashba, Shalot Tasig Yado, Bishas Tara, Tihielo Toras, Anius Vitara. That's what you determine. Zeu Asham HaMachshiro, Lavo Bamigdash, Velecho Bakachim. The Asham performs something, right? Asham is usually Baal Chet, but not all Ashamos. Right, not all Ashamos. Some Ashamos are Lahakshir, like the Asham Mitzorah. Right, we have five Ashamos. Asham Gezelos, Asham Meilos, Asham Shivcha Harufa. Those three are Baal Chet. And then you have Asham Nezirus and Asham Mitzorah. Those are not. Those are Baal Lahakshir. Asham Lahakshir Lavo B'Mikdash Malachah B'Kachim. Shemidam HaAsham Hu Nosein Al Bahonos V'Tnuch Ya'aznayim. Because the blood of the Asham is what's put on his thumbs and on his ears. And that is what is machshir. The tziparim, the birds, are tara, because that's what allows them to be megaleach, as Rashi says also. But again, who generally means start to finish, but here you have special dinim. And again, we'll go up to the next one. Ela me'ata, we're going to see here too. Let's just ask the question, and then I guess we'll continue because it goes over. Ela me'ata, v'hu aid. It says that he is an aid, right, in the context. That's the mitzvah of giving testimony. It's said in an unusual way. Maybe we'll talk about that next time. But v'hu aid, ashihei kasher mitchas v'atzofo. He has to be a kasher aid from the beginning to the end, from the moment that he witnessed through the time that he's going to testify. And v'chitei machanami, and if you want to say that's true, that's not true. As we will see, if somebody becomes kosher, is kosher, and then is not kosher, then kosher, or kosher, not kosher, kosher, right? It gets married in the middle to someone, and then somebody dies, as we'll see, who doesn't apply to that. So we'll have to talk about that in the who. Maybe we'll talk about the mitzvah also of Haggadah Eidos as it comes up over here. Okay, we'll stop here on Daf Yud Zayin, and B'Hashem, we will continue next time.